meta dile dile agilo di so ta adu akho do ta aso agamola mukwa lor phane katinya thokhela khekni I ywa ta ku tela adu we awe ni la ta ophwa ko.
And this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus. By God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving Him by spreading the good news. Though I am the least deserving of all God's people, He has graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the Creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display His wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was His eternal plan, which He carried... that's verse 11, sorry. Thank you. Rose, I'll invite you up for it. Join me in praying. God, we thank You that from the foundations and the beginning of this earth, You knew that we would need to be redeemed, to be rescued, that You'd have to come and be light to this world. We have wandered in darkness for too long. Let us be open and to receive Your light, so that just as the Apostle Paul was Your minister to others, we can be ministers of Your gospel and Your good news of peace and joy and light in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. How hard is it to look for something in the dark? I sometimes get up at 5:30 to go for a walk in the morning, and I usually forget to get my shoes and all my clothes out. So that means I have to walk around in the dark in my bedroom and find my clothes. Bruce says I'm very loud because I don't want to turn on the light because I don't want to wake him up. Also, I have a problem losing things in general, but when it's nighttime, right, and you're in your car and I drop something down. I drop my keys, my cell phone. It's dark and I can't see. And if it wasn't my cell phone, I can use my cell phone to have a flashlight and look. But it's so much easier to look for something in the daylight, in the sunlight, with electric lights on, right? It's so much easier to see. Light is so important. My mother always said, Rose, do not clean the house in the dark. You won't be able to see all the dirt. So I like to clean and I can see the fingerprints on the windows. I like to clean when I can see all the dust, right? I don't want to clean at nighttime. We all need light. In the scriptures today, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus. And he's talking to them about something that used to be in the dark. He called it a mystery, right? He called it a mystery. He said it was in the dark. And he said, now the lights have been turned on, and now we know this truth that has always been true, but we couldn't see it. We didn't really understand it, or maybe we didn't want to see it. So he says, when God sent Jesus, God turned the light on, so everything that was in the dark could be revealed, and what was true could be revealed. And the truth is, God's good news is for everybody. God's good news is for everybody. In God's kingdom, there's no more outsider and insider. We all can belong together to God. So today we celebrate Epiphany. And Deborah has built this beautiful altar table with many lights, some of which already burned out, but God's light doesn't burn out. But it's a beautiful display because Epiphany is the time we remember the story of the three kings, but we also remember that there is this appearance or unveiling. That's what the word Epiphany meant in Greek. Okay, so it's God's appearance when he came to earth as Jesus, and it's this unveiling of what is really true, of what is now in the light that was once a mystery, that was once in the dark. The light has come. Eugene Peterson writes it this way in the Message translation. He says, the mystery, or what was in the dark, is that the people who never heard of God, and those who have heard of him all their lives, what he calls the outsiders and the insiders, because of Jesus, they can stand on the same ground before God. They get the same offer, the same help, the same promises in Christ Jesus. The message is for everyone. Everyone. Now, Paul, who's writing this letter, he knows from personal experience what it's like to have the lights turned on, right? Do you remember Paul's story? He used to be called Saul, and he was a very good religious Jew. And he was so sure that these Jesus followers were just destroying what Moses had set up. And he was so sincere in his faith. And so he set about trying to stop any Christians that were out there, right? And even standing when Stephen was killed and people were throwing rocks and killing him, Paul was on his way to get more Christians arrested or perhaps killed when God gave him an epiphany. God turned the lights on big time. And he was struck by this bright light from heaven and this voice that came out to him and said, Saul, Saul, why are you killing? Why are you persecuting me? Why are you killing my followers? The lights turned on and Paul realized that he had been going down the wrong path. And that God's plan was bigger than what he had ever imagined or dreamed of. He thought God's plan was just for the Jews, just for the children of Israel. He didn't know God's plan included Jesus and included salvation for everyone who repented. And Paul was actually blinded by the light. Sometimes we have to be in the dark a little bit so that we can see the light for what it is. And so Paul had his own epiphany. And truthfully, when we read the Bible, Old Testament to New Testament, we can see that God had been turning those lights on, but people just hadn't been getting it. Okay? Because even when God chose Abraham, you remember Abraham? When God came to him, what did he say? Abraham, I chose you to be blessed because I want to bless the whole world. So every blessing, every gift you have, Tony, if God has given you a gift, if God has given you a job, if God has blessed you, it's not just for you so you can be like, hey, it's just for me. No, it's so that you can bless others, right? It's never just for us. It's so that we can bless others. So Abraham, if people had looked, if their eyes had been opened and they had remembered the story of Abraham, they would have already known. Or think about the prophets. Sorry. Think about the prophets. Isaiah, Micah, long time ago said, every nation is going to come and worship at the mountain of the Lord. Everybody will come. Kings will come from far away. Everyone will worship. So already back then, and then remember Jonah? He was a prophet. And God told him, I want the people of Nineveh to know. Jonah was like, I don't like those people. I don't want them to know. In fact, I really, really hate them, so I'm not going to tell them about God. And he went the opposite direction, right? And he got swallowed up by a great fish until he decided he was going to tell the good news. So all along, God has been revealing, no, this is for everyone. If you've been blessed, it's so that you can bless everyone. Last week we talked about Bruce and Phyllis acted out Simeon and Anna. And Simeon was an old guy in the temple, right? And when he held baby Jesus, when Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple and he held him, he said, oh, he is going to be salvation for everyone. He's going to be a light for the Gentiles too. Simeon knew. He knew. God was turning the light on. And this Sunday, we tell the story of the Magi, right? We tell the story of the wise men that came on the camels, right? And we tell that story because God was revealing it's for everyone. It's even for foreign astrologers that had no clue from far away. My good news is for everyone. Everyone. Even so, it took the first Christians a little while to figure it out. Peter had to have like an amazing dream, right? Where he, oh, we can hang out with people who are Gentile and who eat meat differently than we do. We can do that, right? And Paul had to realize that the Holy Spirit was going to fall on Gentile Christians too. They had to see it for their own eyes. Their eyes, the lights had to keep being turned on, brighter and brighter and brighter. And finally, we get to the end of the Bible. And And the Apostle John says, he gets a picture into heaven, and he sees in heaven, and he says, after this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, every tribe, people, and languages standing before the throne and before the Lamb. In heaven, every nation, every language, every tribe, God's salvation is for everyone. 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 I want you to do something with me for a minute. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes in a minute. And then just to make it really dark, put your hands over your eyes. Can you do that for me? I'm going to keep my eyes open, so I'm going to know if you do it or not. It's not going to hurt you. Close your eyes. Put your hand over your eyes. And you can even try to open your eyes and see how dark it is. And in that darkness, I have a question for you. The question is this: who do I know that God wants to have in His family? Who do I know that God wants to use me to let them know God loves them? Who is still in the dark and needs to have the lights on? Take your hands off your eyes. Oh, it's bright. Right? It's bright. And the sun came out. God was working with me. Who needs to have the lights turned on? Who do you know in your school, at your job, in your family, in jail? Who do you know that you're working for? Who do you know at school that needs to have the lights turned on? You see, God chose Paul and gave him forgiveness and grace for killing Christians, right? God chose him to love the people and work with the people that he was trying to kill, and then reach out to the other people he didn't like, the Gentiles. God chooses us and blesses us to bless others because God wants everyone included in His family. Today, just three things I want you to know quickly. The first one I've been saying over and over and over again. When we turn the lights on, when God helps us to realize God's salvation is for everyone. The second thing is God's grace was given to you, Jerry, and to you, Wari, and to you, Marty, and to you, Kalu, and to you, Nidia, and to you, Vina, yes, to you, Abby. God's grace was given to you so that you could help the lights come on for somebody else. God's grace is given to you so that you can bless others. That's what Paul was doing, and that's what he was telling the church at Ephesus to do, and that's what we are to do. And the last point, number three, is God's church is for everyone. And when we have everyone together in the church, it testifies to the world and the powers that be of God's glory. Look at the scripture that comes from the end of our reading today. It says, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. God wants to show even the powers of the forces of darkness that he's truly God. As I close, I want to point out, we live in a world that is divided. Very, very divided. The big word is polarized, right? Just like in the time of Jesus, really. Jews didn't like Gentiles. Romans didn't like Jewish people. Didn't like each other. They were divided. So whether it's in the United States, and it's Republicans hating Democrats, or whether it's in Indonesia, and there's different islands, so many different islands, and so many different groups of people that don't all like each other, and Muslims that don't like Christians, Christians that don't like Muslims, whether it's in Burma, where people are being killed, right? Whether it's here, among refugee communities, where maybe the Karen don't like the Chin, wherever it is, right? We divide. We divide all the time. And we say, I'm on the inside and you're on the outside. And I don't want you with me. This book of Ephesians, this letter that Paul wrote, later on, Paul says, you know what? Jesus came to break down every dividing wall. So if you think somebody's trash or garbage or worthless, guess what Jesus says? No, they are precious. I died for them. You better find a way to share my good news. In the United States, during this year of election season, it is going to get worse. People are going to put their signs and their bumper stickers, and they're going to say, if you vote for this person, you know, once years ago in an election, somebody put a sticker on my car that said, if you vote for this person, you're voting for Satan. People get serious and angry, and they divide. Right? They divide. When we say, no, God's love and salvation and forgiveness is for everyone, and we find ways to be like Jesus and cross boundary lines and talk to people and hear their stories and show them Christ's love, we bear witness to the world that we live in and even to the powers that be, both the good powers and the bad powers, right? We bear witness that God is here. We grow up in cultures that teach us to hate people that are not like us. Jesus teaches us to love people that are not like us. So it doesn't matter if it's the annoying person that's driving really slowly in front of you, if it's your neighbor that has the political sign out that's opposite of what you think, it doesn't matter if it's that family member that's really annoying, doesn't matter who it is. Right now, our country is angry at Iran, and Iran is saying, death to America. There are people in Iran that need to know Jesus' love. Are we praying for them? When we see someone in this country that is from Iran or looks like they're from Iran, how do we treat them? We are part of the kingdom of God. It is big.
It goes the whole world. It does not have national boundaries. And in God's kingdom, every nation, every tribe, every language is called to come to Him and to repent and to be a part of His family. God wants to turn the lights on. And He wants you to turn the lights on for others. Jesus is Lord. And Scripture says one day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So we start now. We start today. We're going to sing today. We heard Corinne singing. We're going to hear Indonesian singing. We're going to hear English singing. We're starting today. This is a little bit like heaven, right? We start today. We start praying. We start inviting. We start sharing. We start loving. We start forgiving. We start opening wide our arms to one another, just like Jesus did on the cross. He died for everyone, even those who crucified Him. Jesus wants to turn the lights on. Let's start joining Him in that mission. Amen. I need someone to go get the children because we're going to get ready for communion. This is the image I want when we come to the Lord's table today. Bring them in the back, though. Okay. So this is the image of Christ's arms wide open, saying, come on in, repent. I've died for you. And He's saying that to us. So even though it will be Melky and me, Pastor Melky and myself and Apong and Patty giving you communion today, when you come forward to receive it, I want you to think of Jesus' arms wide open, His grace given to you that you can then share with others. The children are a little happy back there. Jesus says, come, my table is big. Come, my arms are wide. You are welcome. You who were once my enemies, come. There is room enough. There is grace enough for you. When we serve communion at Whitehall, we have guests today. When we serve communion, we will offer bread, and we ask you to dip it into the cup, and you will be coming forward to receive it. And we invite anyone who is seeking and following after Jesus to come. And we also have a blessing for the children, which is why we're inviting them back in. Or anyone who's not baptized and wants to come and receive that blessing and that food, they may do that as well. Let's begin with a prayer of confession. Pray with me. Lord, as we come to your table today, your arms are so wide and your welcome is so big. And we confess that we have not been like that to each other. We have not always received your love. We have not always shared it. We judge, or we're angry, or we're jealous, or we're bitter. We have hardness in our hearts. We're not living out of this abundant love that you've given us. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. Forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture says that when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He also, Jesus said, let the little children come to me. So don't get mad if they're loud, okay? I'm going to... So the night that Jesus was eating with His disciples, He was sharing a Passover meal with them. And at the end of the meal, He took what the scraps that were left and He broke the bread and He said, this is like my body. It will be broken for you. Whenever you eat together,
whenever you break bread together,
I want you to remember me and remember what I've done.
And then he took the cup of wine. There were many cups at that table. And he said, this is like the new covenant. This is like my blood, which will be shed for you. Whenever you're drinking this, remember the new covenant that God is making through me with all of you. And then he gave thanks to God and blessed it and offered it to them. I'd like to pray a prayer of blessing for the cup and for the bread. Join me in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That your salvation is for everyone. For us. Thank you for this cup. Thank you for this bread that reminds us of your sacrifice and of your grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, I pray a blessing over these broken pieces of bread and over this grape juice. I ask, God, that as people come forward to receive it, they would know an overwhelming abundance of your love and your grace and a desire to share that with others. In Jesus' name, amen. So I invite Apong and Melky, Pastor Melky, and Patty to come forward.